This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, cane5.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
News.
What does the USDA have against the Food and Water Watch? Well, last week, a representative from the USDA's CFC office, or the Combined Federal Campaign, uninvited the Food and Water Watch staff to participate in a USDA event featuring CFC-registered organizations. They provided no reason for this flip-flop in discussions with the Food and Water Watch. The CFC is the federal government's workplace giving program that encourages federal employees' charitable giving. Food and Water Watch participates in the CFC. Food and Water Watch has been an advocate for food safety regulations that serves the public interest, most recently pressuring the USDA to stop implementation of its plan to privatize poultry inspections and import processed chicken products from China, two programs the organization believes will benefit industry but will harm consumers. Food and Water Watch Executive Director Winona Howder explains why her organization was so shocked to learn that the USDA was pushing them away.
We just are, you know, pretty outraged that we had to put out a press event saying that a federal agency was preventing us from going to the combined federal campaign event, and that would suggest that we are in some way a security risk because we believe very deeply in democracy at Food and Water Watch, and we take our work very seriously. We were pretty shocked by this, especially since we were actually defending USDA in court right now over a country of origin labeling. They've been sued by the meat industry over country of origin labeling, and we intervened on USDA's behalf in this lawsuit.
It seems the USDA doesn't really know how to handle their own stance here publicly. Winona explains how the USDA explained themselves on Twitter.
In the last couple of days, we then got a tweet from USDA saying that we had been re-invited to the CFC event, but that it was being canceled because of the bad weather here in Washington, and that we would be invited again once a new event is scheduled.
We're happy that organizations like the Food and Water Watch are out there fighting for the consumer, for transparency, and for democracy. Stay tuned as we continue to monitor this situation and others like it. I'm Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.